Hello, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network and for OklahomaFarmReport.com, along with Tom Leffler at Leffler Commodities. Tom, more USDA crop numbers this morning, some stock numbers. What was going on here?
Well, we got some disappointment this morning in the corn, as the corn did not change its U.S. ending stocks. They were left unchanged at 801 million bushels. It looks like the USDA does not want to pull underneath 800 million. And that's a little disappointing considering we did see quite a reduction take place in our March stocks, but we did not see that kind of a confirmation in today's ending stocks from the USDA. Soybeans came in at 250 million. That was close to the trade estimates, 25 million below what we had last month. And the wheat came in just slightly below what the trade was looking for at 793 million. We also saw, as far as the world's soybean, corn, and wheat stocks, they all came with anywhere from 2 to 3 million metric tons lower than last month. And we saw sizable drops in Argentina and Brazil soybeans. Argentina down 1.5 million metric tons, Brazil down 2.5 million metric tons. So a very friendly report for soybeans this morning. It was somewhat friendly for the wheat with the lower ending stocks out there. The corn, disappointing, as they left the ending stocks unchanged. Now, at the moment, they are calling for everything to open higher. They're looking for 10 to 15 higher on soybeans, wheat 5 to 10 higher, and even with a disappointing corn, I guess they're looking for carryover strength, calling it 3 to 5 higher.